Hey guys, it's Mackenzie.
Hey guys, it's Brooklyn.
And welcome to the Jokes on Us podcast.
Guys, so as you said, my name is Brooklyn.
And I'm Mackenzie.
And welcome to the Jokes on Us. Literally.
Literally. That
So
was a
today
weird laugh. I'm so sorry. Sorry for headphone users.
it's gonna get bad. It's gonna get piercing. But today we're just going to read some hot takes because we have a lot of them.
We also don't see eye to eye on a lot of things. We've
That's true.
had a lot of different backgrounds.
A lot of opinion. We were college roommates, but I graduated recently, and
Soon to be graduate.
we lived with a lot of people, so we have a lot of opinions
Also been in
about
a sorority, so
many,
met a
many,
lot of people.
many opinions. We're just gonna jump right in.
You're opinionated, like really
I'm very
opinionated.
opinionated, and I
So
don't.
I'm a
I'm
little
not
scared.
shy.
I'm a little shy.
I'm not really shy, so I'll get us started. These are in no particular order. Also, they're just kind of everywhere. Like, they're not that serious either.
Okay.
So, the first one
That's
is
different.
also, we didn't tell each other ours, so
We have no clue what's about to
we're about to
happen.
blind react. Teslas are just glorified toasters on wheels. They're impractical.
I'm sorry, did you just say Teslas
Teslas.
are glorified toasters
Toasters.
on wheels?
Yeah.
So you don't think a toaster is practical?
Toasters on wheels? No. Here's the thing. Do you remember the snowpocalypse in Texas a few years ago?
Oh yeah,
And
Snowmageddon.
nobody could open their Teslas?
No, I didn't remember that.
No, like it was like frozen over. They couldn't like open the door.
I actually didn't know that.
Yeah, because like you like push the thing in and it like pops out the door handle. Well, it was frozen.
Interesting.
So there was no opening the door because it was frozen over. I don't
That's
know.
really funny, actually. I sorry to Tesla users out there, but I actually don't like Teslas.
I don't either.
So,
My all like okay, 'cause there's also those toasters that have like the screen on them now. They're like $200 on like Amazon. But like imagine that, but put wheels on it.
Right.
That's a Tesla.
I can see that, honestly, that mental image. So, thank you for
Like my Kia, she drives just fine. Like I don't need a screen. Okay, listen,
that.
she gets me where I need to go
Oh.
and it works.
That Kia is
It
really
works.
scary.
Okay, do we want to talk about your Honda? The
The
old one?
CRV,
No.
because she's doing great.
Nope.
Okay,
Nope. That's
anyways,
mine.
I can agree with that one.
Thank you.
Yeah. We're gonna start off strong and stay with us on this one. But Ring by Spring, can we talk about it? That should not be a thing.
Absolutely not.
No,
For
that's
those who
like.
don't know what Ring by Spring is, it's mostly at a like
Christian?
religious
Oh.
based religious
Really
based
based?
school, where people get proposed to, usually around springtime.
Specifically at our school, it's ridiculous. So bad to the point that they have engagement bridge.
There's a bridge
Like,
where
are we encouraging it at this point?
there's a bell for when you get engaged on it that you're supposed to ring. I've actually never heard it rung though, I'm not gonna lie.
There's a bell on Engagement
Yeah,
Bridge.
dude. There's like the bridge and there's like a gazebo on the other side of the bridge. Yeah, it's in the gazebo. You're supposed
You
to
want to
like.
know a fun fact? My friend actually got engaged on Engagement Bridge.
Oh my gosh. Well, we can't be name dropping.
So much love to you guys out there.
Those of you who are watching
If you
or
know, you know,
listening
but I love you.
who have gotten engaged at the school we went to, I hope you're doing well.
Let us know how that's working
I also agree with that one. Right, moving
rip
right
earphone
along.
users.
I think Europeans, I think they already do this next one, and I think it's just me. But I think we should bring back top hats and trench coats.
Okay, I'm not
I'm
opposed to
talking
it.
like the old ones.
But I think if we're gonna bring back top hats and trench coats, we also need to be prepared to do like magic tricks on the side of the street.
Oh, okay. we could complain, I guess. But I won't be doing any magic tricks with my top hat.
So you're telling me that you're going to be standing over here, walking across the street, wearing your top hat and your trench coat.
Yeah.
And you're not about to pull, like, a bouquet of flowers out of your pocket?
Absolutely not.
Okay, then I do not agree. I do not agree.
So you want to just bring back, like, close-up magic?
Bring magic back.
Okay. Agree to disagree on that one, apparently.
And it's starting the disagreement.
on top hats and trench coats.
Hashtag bring magic back. Okay. It makes life more fun.
Period.
Don't tell me I'm wrong.
All right, JK Rowling.
Anyways. Anywho.
Moving along.
Wow, that was rude. I'm getting rushed. My next one, I personally know that you don't agree with.
Oh. Uh-oh.
Pineapple and pizza is the best
topping. Oh, don't even get me started.
Don't even get me started. Why?
Why is it there?
Because it tastes phenomenal.
Like, okay. What is your like ideal, like, additional toppings with it? Like, what complements the flavor of pineapple on pizza?
Pineapple and ham.
Phenomenal. And ham? Mm-hmm. Okay, but you're sitting here mixing dough, freaking tomato sauce, pizza, cheese, pineapple, ham?
Yes. You're also talking the one who eats a raw potato.
Okay. I'm Irish.
I don't think that gives you the reason to do that.
That's my rebuttal.
So yeah, I stand by it. Pineapple and pizza.
And you know what? You stand alone.
I don't. I know that my people are out there. And stand up for us.
They're not in this room. You can go find them. Anywho. My next one, I think you would agree with, and I think a lot of people would too, but I think 0.5s photos are the only selfies that should be taken. I think we should do away with front-facing selfies.
Hmm.
Here's the thing. Here's my reasoning. When you are in a group of people and someone's trying to take a front-facing selfie,
mm-hmm.
half the people are cut out.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You're trying to take a group photo, I'm not in half of my face. You never have that problem with a 0.5.
So are you saying that they should make 0.5s to where, like, the front-facing photo is a 0.5?
No. I think people just should stop using the front-facing camera for selfies.
And strictly just a 0.5.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
Because I mean, the front-facing camera for, like, a single-person use, you know, it has its perks.
Mm.
You know, you're like, oh, what does my hair look like? Mm. Let me just check. You can't do that with a 0.5. That's perfect. Pointless.
Yeah.
You know?
It's pointless. 0.5 list.
Oh. Good. Good word.
That should have been one of my hot takes. My pickup lines are iconic.
Oh, you do have some pretty good, I say pretty good. I think I'm the only one out of our apartment that thought they were good.
Thanks, bud.
You're so welcome.
I love my pickup lines.
I think they're worth a listen.
Maybe our next podcast will be Mackenzie's pickup lines.
I mean,
to hear that.
If a man tried to use them on me, I think I would run for the hills.
Oh.
The hills are
they're
alive.
They're meant to, like, stop you in your tracks, not make you run.
You know, and they do that. They have a certain shock factor to them.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't necessarily in a good way.
Right.
But, yeah, I don't know what you're going for, but it does shock me.
Okay, I'll work on them. Anyways.
Period.
She doesn't like my...
No, I love them.
I don't feel love.
Oh. Sorry.
Okay. My next one is water has taste and there is a good water.
You know, I was going to pick that.
Mm.
I was... Okay, and here's my thing. I agree. Yeah. I agree. Because it's also... Because it's not just water.
Mm.
You know? Are you talking like bottled water? What are we talking here? Tap water?
I think there's a difference between, like, water bottles, like, the different, like, brands. That's definitely for sure.
Oh, 100%.
But, like...
This isn't new information.
There's...
Let me get to my point. I'm so sorry.
There's different waters that I want for, like, different occasions. Does that make sense?
Absolutely not.
Oh, perfect. But, like, if I'm working out... I'm going to find a gymnasium and get, like,
a gymnasium. That's bonkers. A gymnasium.
Anyways, I'm going to find like a gymnasium and I'm going to fill my water bottle up with the water fountain there because that water is fitting for after a workout.
Okay.
But like late night water, like I'm going to go to the Brita, even though our Brita is actually not the greatest, but I'm going to fill it up.
Okay.
You know, like I have to be in the mood for different types of water.
That's interesting. See, I have water that I love and water that I hate and water that I can, you know, if I'm thirsty, I'll drink it, you know? Like Dasani, after all of the drama with Dasani, I don't even exactly remember it, but I don't know, it just, no pun intended, but it just left a bad taste in my mouth, you know? But also, water taste, do you know why water tastes different, like, between brands?
Well, they treat it differently, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, it's, like, the minerals that they add and, like, the electrolytes and stuff like that.
Mm. It's wild to me that there's electrolytes in water.
But I'm never like, oh, I'm going to the gym. I have to drink the gymnasium water, which is bonkers that you call it a gymnasium, by the way, which I've never heard you do.
Well, there's a difference between a gym and a gymnasium.
So you're talking, like, P.E.?
Yeah, like, the big, like, basketball court, that's the gymnasium.
When have you ever been in a gymnasium recently? Never.
You make a fair point.
Never.
But...
Are you ever going back to one?
Intentionally? Anyways, so our next hot take
is, okay, mine, this one, I think I've just come to the conclusion as I've gotten older, and I'm done lying to myself. The ocean is scary.
That's facts.
The ocean is scary, and I would love so much to be a beach girl.
Oh, yeah.
I'd love it.
Oh, yeah.
I can no longer lie to myself. Or to anyone else. I'm scared of the ocean.
If you're out there thinking that the ocean is okay, I think you're lying to yourself.
Listen, I think
there's
vibe...
There's so much unknown.
...of, like, the ocean and the beach is so much fun. And I'd love to love it more, but I can't. It's so scary to me. I also just hate the feeling of things touching my feet. So when I'm in the ocean and, you know, some seaweed grazes my dogs...
What about those fish? They swimming up against your leg?
Absolutely not.
Run the other way.
Literally. I can't. Like, I don't know.
I forget which sea it is. I think it's, like, the North Sea or something. But there is, like, a trend on TikTok where, like, they just share experiences about, like, people on, like, cruises and stuff that are, like, actually having, like, a terrifying time.
Yeah.
Because it's deadly. How is that okay? How are you making me, like, want to go out there?
I'm good.
You're telling me it's deadly and you're like, come on, let's go.
No. No.
I would, like, not to.
I don't think I would. Like, would I go to a beach? Yeah. I think sharks are fascinating. I will sit and watch Shark Week.
And I feel like I've seen you do that.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
There was, like, it was, like, the killer whale versus, like, a hammerhead or something like that. It was so it.
And you would be the one to know, like, the most niche facts about that.
You know, I used to know some. I don't remember some anymore. But.
Pull one of those out of your brain.
Yeah. I mean, I have some about spiders.
Oh. No, thanks.
Nope. Okay, period. We'll save those for another time. Okay, but I think they're so fascinating. But it's not even, like, the idea of, like, you know, getting eaten by a shark. It's, like, if I can see into the water and I can see what's coming at me, no. If I can also not see what's coming at me and it's so murky, also no.
Yeah.
So the idea of me seeing or not seeing anything... Pass. Hard pass for me. Simply can't take it.
I'll sit on the beach and I'll stand there and I'll look at it and be like, that's beautiful.
See, it also,
but I also don't like the sand.
That's my point exactly.
So there's actually no good there, part of it.
You know,
I'll look at pictures.
I'm like, oh, the idea of that is so fun. No. No. Real. Which is why I think one of the reasons I'm as pale as I am. Also, I live nowhere near a beach, so.
There's Galveston.
Yeah, no.
South Padre?
Mm.
Fun fact, I've never been to a beach in Texas.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I want to go.
Well, I went to Corpus after I graduated high school with some friends. We all got stung by jellyfish.
There's a beach in Corpus?
Corpus Christi.
I'm not from here, so I would just like to make that clear. I don't know geography. Geography. Also, I would just like to say, I'm so sorry if anybody hears my computer in the background. It sounds like it's about to explode and take off in a rocket ship.
Is that what that noise is?
Yeah. It's not going to explode and take off in a rocket ship, but she likes to make herself known. Hey, girl.
We see you.
Yeah.
You are seen and you are heard.
Definitely heard.
Period.
Just not wanting to be heard, but heard. Anyways, moving on. Okay. I don't know how to say this the best way.
Hit us with it.
I thought you just said Taylor Swift it, and I was like,
nope.
Do you want me to sing it? I can
would
sing
you?
It for you. No.
Oh, then why would you? Why would you even suggest it?
Anywho.
Teaser.
So, the saying that the 20s are the best years of your life, I just don't agree.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Why? I think that the 20s are probably, like, the most memorable years of your life.
Okay.
For sure. But the amount of ups and downs you go through of, like, you're either in college or you're finding a job. You're trying to make life on your own. If you're in a relationship, you're trying to figure that out.
Okay.
You're about to get married. You're could be having kids. If you're not in a relationship, you're just trying to figure out who you are as a person.
I'm glad you went into depth, because when you brought this topic, I immediately went to the roaring 20s. Irrelevant.
Were you alive?
I know you're talking about. No.
Okay, so why would that be the topic?
I don't know.
Update. She doesn't think the roaring 20s were fun.
She wasn't present.
Do we have any history experts in the room?
See, but I don't know. I kind of disagree.
You do?
I do.
Why?
I think the most fun. Well, granted, I only know my 20s. You know, I'm only 3 years in, but I've had the most fun I've ever had. You know, my teens, they were great.
I've had more freedom in my 20s, but I don't know if I could say I've had the most fun. I've had a lot of memories, don't get me wrong. I love my memories.
So as of now, would you say that your teens were more fun than your 20s? Or do you think you're going to have more fun in your 30s and 40s than you
I think I'm
going to
have more fun later on in my life.
Yeah.
But I also could see, like, my later 20s, like, you know,
you're only
going
2 years
up.
Into your 20s.
I think I have a lot of experience.
Okay.
You're only 3 years in, so.
But yeah, but I think I'm having a blast.
You know
you
what?
You clearly are.
Maybe we need to go have more fun.
And what's funny is that we've spent
a lot of time together.
Our 20s together.
Have I known you?
All of your 20s?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I've known you all my 20s.
No.
I was already in them when
fun
we met.
Fun fact, we became the friends. We became the
fun
friends.
Fun fact.
We became friends in the weirdest way, and we were actually just talking about that today.
We were.
Our friendship sparked over a campus event where we actually stood outside in the rain all day together.
Yeah.
So thank you for that. If you know, you know.
I taught her Footloose.
My Chick-fil-A fell out of the bag.
It was so soggy from the rain, and I don't think I've ever laughed harder. That was peak comedy, in my opinion.
Hashtag my Chick-fil-A sandwich just fell right through that bag.
The Sammy was gone.
Yeah.
That was good.
Now I'm allergic to those, so
and then
we won't
she,
be able to relive that.
You know, randomly inviting me with her parents to Six Flags, even though we weren't that close then.
Nope, and she made me ride probably all the terrifying rides.
I did. And you're welcome.
Except one. And I will still never go on that one.
What?
The Titan.
Really?
Yeah.
Ugh.
I stand
it's actually
that.
So much fun. The first time I ever rode that ride, I was riding with my cousin. And I didn't think about, like, the pressure, you know? And I accidentally looked down at one point, and it, like, dropped or, you know, there was, like, a big switch in like elevation, and my head went flying between my legs, and I got stuck there for the whole rest of the ride.
Only you would
yeah.
do that.
And so I really didn't get to experience the ride the first time because I was looking at my feet the whole time. So
it's real,
but it's so much fun. I've ridden it afterwards, and I got to see, you know, what everyone else got to see.
That's real.
Yeah.
Was it beautiful?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's so real. Yeah. We love that.
Alrighty. I got another one for you. Along. I got another one for you.
Okay. I'm
this
listening.
One seems to be a hot take, you know, as
I thought that's what we've been doing this whole time.
As these have been, but either you care or you don't. You know? It does matter which way the toilet paper is facing on the roll.
Oh, for sure.
Okay, Pierre. I'm so glad we are on the same side.
Do I know which way it needs to be facing, though? No. But do I know it makes a difference? Yes. Are you an overgirly or are you an undergirly?
There's only one way. There's only one way.
I feel like it's over.
Yes. It has to be facing you.
Yeah.
Going under is bizarre to me. Why would you do that?
I mean, it still faces you.
But, you know, you kind of have to, like, get underneath it to tear it off. You know?
I just pull and...
Are you a crinkler or are you a folder?
I'm a folder. Are you a crinkler?
I'm a folder. What if, like, you crinkle it wrong in your hand?
Ew.
You know?
Whoa, I think this is a new topic.
I'm a folder for sure. Yeah.
Have you ever lived by the one square method?
No. Otherwise, I feel like I'm wiping with my hand.
Do you think you could live with the one square method?
No.
You know, if we ever move out into our own place, we might have to live with the one square method.
Financial reasons. Listen to our podcast.
Anyways.
We're not kidding.
That's so real. Anyways, I mean, yeah. No, it makes a difference.
I think that's one of the more superior ones, in my opinion.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I can agree. Okay.
Perfect.
That's good. All right. The real question. Get ready for it.
I'm ready. Bring it on.
McDonald's ice cream or Wendy's Frosties?
Okay. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
I haven't had both in so long. Oh. I couldn't tell you. So I'm a Brahms girly.
I am not. I think Brahms is good, but I never really just like crave Brahms.
I do. It's just because they use Blue Bell. And I love Blue Bell.
That's so real. So I actually am lactose intolerant, so the fact that I would bring this up, it's kind of crazy. But when I am craving it, I personally only like Wendy's if I'm going to get fries.
I haven't been to Wendy's in many years. So I feel like I can't speak on this topic. Also because every time I go to McDonald's,
ice cream is always broken.
Did you ask McDonald's ice cream? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Because are you talking like cone or are you talking McFlurry?
Girl, the McFlurry. Who be going for the ice cream cone? Don't name drop. Who be going for the ice cream cone?
Well, there's no name drops here. So if we're talking McFlurries, I feel like that's different.
You know what sounds really good right now?
Brahms.
No. We just discussed. I'm not a Brahms girl. And I've never craved it. But I do be hearing that the Shamrock Shake is out.
Oh, gosh, no.
What is wrong with the Shamrock Shake?
I don't love...
You're wearing green right now. I would just like to point that out. You look like a Shamrock Shake in human form, and you don't want to go get a Shamrock Shake?
No.
Why?
Because I don't.
I'm taking personal offense to this.
You should. You're dressed like an Aggie. You didn't even know their hand sign.
Go Aggies.
Yeah. Okay. You didn't even know that.
Well, yeah, I'm not.
Yeah, I think
going.
You don't deserve to wear maroon.
Okay.
And I don't want a Shamrock Shake.
That was a good argument, you know, and you fought well for
and
that.
I really tried. Anywho.
That's real.
Okay.
Anyway, so please tell us your next hot take.
Okay, here we go. This one I've always stuck by, and I forever will.
Mm.
I'll fight anyone.
Mm.
Avocados are tasteless, and they're overrated for literally no reason.
I think our friendship is taking a really harsh beating right now.
You know, and I love that for you. I will forever stick with that opinion.
So
Here's my thing.
There's so many questions.
I've always asked people, what does it taste like to you? Why do you like it?
Mm.
Everyone's like, oh, they're just good. What do you mean? What does that even mean? It's just like green mush. What? Also, why are they so trendy for no reason? You know, because like back in the day, it was like, I feel like every YouTuber was like, I eat avocado on toast. Why? Do you not eat anything else?
So, I see your point. Avocado itself is a very bland food. And disgusting. I do agree.
Thank
it's
you.
It's not disgusting, but it is bland. But
see,
there's just benefits to it, and I think that's why it's so popular.
See, but there's also benefits to vegetables, and people don't eat those either.
That's so true, but it's more of a healthy fat, so you can eat less avocados and be more full.
Okay. I just hate them. I'll be honest. Also,
have you tried guac? Are you mad at guac?
Yeah. I don't like it.
It tastes Chipotle.
Nah.
And their guac.
Chipotle is lime. I also hate Chipotle. Well, because they put cilantro in their rice. And I have that gene that makes cilantro taste like soap.
So does my sister.
My dad has it. So I'm like. Oh,
that's a terrible gene.
It's. But people put cilantro in everything. I'd love to love cilantro.
I put cilantro in everything.
But also people put avocados on.
Avocados?
Avocados.
People put avocados on everything.
Okay.
Avocados from Mexico.
No.
I'm sorry. I think I'm allowed to have an opinion.
You know, they put it on socks. They put it on hats. They put it on, like, clothes. You know, it's so trendy.
Oh, you know, you said they put avocados on hats.
I'm not talking, like food fight.
I was thinking, like, they're smearing their avocados on their sock.
No, no, no. It's just, like, no. Absolutely not. Also, like, no one... I saw this video.
Yeah.
And it was, like, America's Worst Cooks or whatever. And this
fun fact, one of our roommates just told me that I should be on America's Worst Cooks.
I disagree.
Thank you.
I've seen,
appreciate,
you know,
that.
And here's
can
why.
Not cook, but I can cook.
And here's why.
Yeah.
I've seen you in the kitchen. Uh-huh. You're competent.
Oh, yeah.
Are you Gordon Ramsay? No.
No.
But you're competent.
I'll whip up that meal.
This girl took an avocado, cut it straight down the pit. She was like, why is this so hard to cut?
I'm sorry. Are you saying that she like...
Just straight down the middle. Like, cut the pit in half. She was sawing the thing.
Was she trying to put the pit in whatever she was making?
Nah, dog. She was just trying to cut it. And, you know, for that reason, I think you are better than that show. I also saw one of this lady with the blade guard still on the knife.
Oh.
She was like, this is so difficult to cut. And the guy behind the camera was like, maybe you should take off the blade guard. And she was like, oh, my gosh. You're so right.
See, I would like to think that I don't do that, but personally, as a photographer that leaves the lens cap on quite always, I fear that I would just be so quick to grab and not see that the cover
see,
is
but
on.
I feel like that's a common, you know, like, you're just going so fast. Mm. But, I mean, after so long, you're like, yeah. Oh, I see my problem.
Yeah.
You know, like a chef who's been chefing for a time, you know? They're not going to sit there and be like, why is this...
That's been chefing?
Yeah, like, okay. They're not going to be like, why is this knife not cutting?
Right.
Right? Because either they're just going to, like, try to sharpen the knife or just pick a different one.
Yeah.
They're not going to try to simply cut the avocado in half. You know what I mean?
Pit and all.
Pit and all.
Perfect.
Anywho.
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 Oh, okay, that's on me.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah,
next hot take.
Period.
Yeah, dog. Yeah, dog.
Yeah, dog. That man pops up every so often.
When you have TikToks and Instagram reels for some people.
I'm not a TikTok girly anymore. It got bad.
Please don't tell me that that's one of your hot takes. Is Instagram
reels
is better than TikTok?
It's not. They're pretty much the same thing.
Okay. I personally think TikTok is better. TikTok is a little bit more ahead of the time, and Instagram Reels is lagging. Sorry.
All right.
Anyways, moving on. My next hot take. Boba is actually not worth all the hype.
I 1,000% agree.
Yeah.
Why are we eating tasteless Orbeez? Like, you see those spa things from 2008? Why are people suddenly putting that in their nasty, watered-down, milky tea?
Were you ever the kid to, like, go on YouTube at night and, like, watch people fill their, like, swimming pools with Orbeez?
No.
Right. I wasn't either.
She's looking around the room. She's lying. Yeah, no, that wasn't me.
Perfect. So I agree that boba is just not worth the hype.
Yeah. I also, people are like, oh, well, you can just get it without the boba. Little bubble, whatever.
At that point, it's just tea.
I think the tea also is gross.
Mm. Like, it's because they're putting milk in their tea.
Like, you're getting the wrong one. People put milk in tea, dog.
Yeah, but I put milk in a warm tea.
Yeah, yeah.
Not in a hot, in an iced tea.
Okay, I see what you mean. I see what you mean.
I'm not like pouring a cold glass of sweet tea and I'm like, let me get the milk.
Real. Is all boba like tea cold?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay. I don't know. I don't drink it.
I don't know why you would put boba in a warm tea.
I don't know. That
seems odd. I just know that more and more people are coming out with boba, and that is great for them, but it's just not worth the hype.
It's not for me.
Yeah.
I'm glad somebody will pay for it, but it won't be me.
Maybe somebody needs to change their mind, but I've tried a couple different types of boba, and it's... I'm also a texture girly.
Oh, so like, I think why? That
drinking a smooth drink and then getting a plop is not it.
You know what they kind of remind me of if I think too much? Like, I say this as if I've actually done it. Preface, never actually done this before, but it just kind of reminds me of, well, not reminds us of this, the wrong ordeals. This is what I would imagine this would feel like. Am I drinking tadpoles?
Ew.
Yeah, you're welcome for that. So next time anyone's drinking boba,
just I'm imagine sorry if she just ruined boba for anybody, but it's I'm overrated not. Anyway, so.
Sorry, guys.
Sorry if we're scaring you with our opinions here, but
I feel like this one kind of the whole kind of episode leads into this one as well.
Okay.
Online debates are pointless. Like, are you you sit there in people's comments and like try to start things? Drama. Like, does anyone actually be like, I'm gonna change this person's mind?
So when you're saying online debates, are you saying that, like,
I'm talking, people... like, comment section arguments.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
You know?
Gotcha, yeah.
Like, do you think that's really gonna change someone's mind? They don't know you. Hot. That was, I feel like that one's, like, a hot take.
I think if it's worth, like, commenting, like, something, like, actually debate-worthy...
Because I feel like giving...
Why don't you post
like,
it?
Giving advice.
Yeah.
Like, respectful advice is different than, like a online debate.
Okay, yeah, I you can know? See that.
People are like, oh, I have done this and this is not working. Can anyone, you know, being like, oh, this is what I do. And
yeah.
Someone else replying and be like, oh, well, this is what I do. I that's not
But the people that
thing.
Are like in the comments absolutely you know? Roasting you.
Because I feel like a lot of people, you know, especially our generation is out here like, oh, people just need to be nice to each other. But if you look at any comment section ever,
real,
there is not one comment section that doesn't have an online debate.
That's real.
Of some sort.
People are just mean right now.
Agreed. Oh, right now?
Always.
Even in the roaring 20s, people were mean. We wouldn't know. We were there.
And that's why the 20s are not the best year of your life.
Real.
It's because of the online comment section.
When you think of, like, the roaring 20s, what's the first thing you think of?
Flappers.
Okay. Period. Well, I feel like
I'm
that
thinking
was
a like the Great
question.
Gatsby.
Okay, because that's what I was looking for.
Oh, sorry.
Immediately, I think of the Great Gatsby.
Like, you say the Roaring 20s, and I'm seeing the Great Gatsby movie, but, like, flappers.
Flappers.
Flappers. I got flappers. Got purse. I got hat on head. Anyways.
All right. Next.
Sick. Okay. I actually saw this one online, and I think I agree with it, so.
Okay.
The louder the crunch, the better the chip. Like, if it's gonna be crunchy, that chip's gonna be good.
Okay, but, like, what are we talking? Like, flavor?
Period.
Does crunch equal flavor?
I think just the taste of it. So, yeah, I guess flavor.
So, like, the crunch enhances the flavor?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was aggressive. Yeah.
Like, no matter the chip?
Yeah. I'm the only chip I'm excluding is sour cream and onion because I really just really don't like them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's but I wouldn't say I disagree.
Can I put you on a chip? Y'all go to your local Trader Joe's and get the salt and pepper potato chips because that is just the best chip I've ever had in my life.
That's so good. I've had salt and pepper chips before, but I'm not a Trader Joe's girl.
Specifically the Trader Joe's one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I've had salt and pepper chips before, but specifically the Trader Joe's.
I can neither agree or disagree with that.
I guess we're taking a local trip to the... we're taking a trip to the local Trader Joe's after this.
Womp womp.
Okay. That was a womp womp moment. I see that. Yep.
Yeah. I'm going to have to leave that hot take up to you because I...
Okay. We'll leave it up in the air.
Yeah. That's for them.
Okay. Y'all guys, let us know.
You have that one.
Is your crunchy chips good? That was almost a pickup line. Hey, Are your crunchy chips good?
Is that supposed to be in the same realm as, like, hey, you come here often?
I guess.
It's
You told me.
it's kind of open-ended.
Let me know.
The way you're gazing at them.
Are your crunchy chips good? Let me know.
I just wanted that to simmer a little bit. Yeah. All right.
That was really crazy. I thought I just unplugged my headphones.
This one, I think, I've told several people this, and I'm not sure they all agree, but I think you don't need a smartwatch if you have a smartphone.
I don't agree.
See, here's my thing. You already have one phone. Why do you need to pay several hundred dollars for another one?
Yeah. Yeah. I get that.
Yeah.
But I think my smartwatch comes in handy for a couple different reasons. And I would just like to say, as a proud owner of the whole entire Apple ecosystem, thank you. Well, except the headphones, because those are just a little out of my budget.
Yeah.
Anyways, my Apple Watch is great for telling me when I'm having a heart episode, because that happens to me. My smartwatch is great for when I am at work and I get a text message and I don't have my phone out because I'm working and I see that text message.
But can you reply?
Yeah.
Then why don't you just pull your phone out?
I mean, most of the time I do just pull my phone out.
But so then why have a watch? Also?
Because it alerts
Does me. Your body not tell you when you're having a heart episode?
You know, sometimes my watch does and I don't. No.
Oh.
Also, my watch is like, it watches my heart rate during the day when I can't do that. Like, if I'm at work and I feel that I'm not what about to walk to the side and pull my, like, listen to my pulse. Like, I can't do that.
That's a good thing, because you don't listen to it. Okay. Anywho, clearly a hot take. I don't know. I have a watch from the Roaring Twenties.
Yeah, the great Twenties.
The great Gatsby Twenties.
The great flapping Twenties.
You know, it just tells me the time.
I'm sorry. Are you in your great flapping Twenties right now?
I'm in my Twenties are flapping.
Maybe if my Twenties were flapping, I would think they were the best years of my life.
I think I could help you.
Okay, let's.
I'll teach you how to flap in your Twenties.
Update next week's podcast: how to flap in your 20s.
How to flap in your 20s.
That's a scary title.
Yeah,
I don't know if I would watch that.
Yeah, all right, agree okay. to disagree with that one.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right. Was that yours?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, perfect. So it's back to me.
Yeah.
Breakfast is a great meal and it should be eaten 24/7.
I agree.
Thank you.
Me and MacDog have a
I'm MacDog, by the way. I don't know if that was fully conveyed. I just wanted to let people know.
We have an ongoing search for the best
breakfast burritos. Yeah.
We've found, well, we've been to a few places. One place was good.
We've been to Bucky's.
Real.
They have good burritos. It wasn't a breakfast burrito, but they have a good burrito.
It was a chicken fajita burrito. Yeah.
And that burrito is good.
So good, guys. But we went to a coffee shop, and we got...
Those were tacos.
It wasn't anything really. It was a tiny tortilla with like cold soggy egg.
Yeah.
And I think there was there salsa on the side.
Yeah.
But it was like,
it was really bland. It was probably just tomato paste, to be honest with you.
I don't think I've eaten anything more.
The only thing in that had flavor was the potatoes, and there was maybe four cubes
there
of potatoes
were
in
potatoes.
Each taco.
It was so forgettable.
You obviously haven't forgot it, though.
No, I meant the potatoes.
Oh.
You know, I don't remember. I remember the tortilla and the egg.
Yeah. I remember
the flavor was unforgettable.
Brooklyn,
I'll tell you that.
Taking her first bite of that and was stunned to speak because she was upset of how untasteful it tasted.
You know, I think being from the South, I think we have a knack for really good breakfast burritos, especially when you go to those like authentic Mexican bakeries.
Yeah,
you know those tortillas are gonna slap.
That's where we've been.
They're
going
so good.
To. That's been our recent go to is a local bakery near our campus. Well, my current campus. You live a little far away from it now. But, I mean, we're still on the hunt. So if you're in the DFW area and you know where a great breakfast burrito is, let us know.
Let us know.
Because we would like to know. We
I
love a good crunch of a breakfast burrito.
Oh, the crunch enhances the flavor. If your burrito is crunching, is crunching like a, you know, is it like a scale? I guess it's crunching. I guess more like a slang word.
I've never heard anybody be like, wow, this burrito is crunching. But
neither is flappable. Your 20s are flapping. But they are now. And our burritos flapping are 20s. Crunching.
The flapping 20s and the crunching burritos.
For real.
Wow.
That's good. Good word.
Come to us for your new dictionary definitions.
Don't come to MacDog for your dictionaries.
Come to us for your dictionary definitions and don't come to me for your pronunciation issues.
Period.
Thanks, guys. All right.
This one, we have a friend who would highly disagree with this one.
No, I'm excited.
But I don't know how you feel about it, but I've always hated it since I was a kid.
Oh.
I think peas ruin every dish they're a part of.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
And parents that's all, out there.
That's all for today, folks.
Why are you making your kids eat peas?
Okay, because also, I think it's mainly a British thing, but they eat mushy peas.
Oh.
It's like a dish.
Is peas supposed to be eaten hot or cold?
I've only eaten them warm. I mean, cooked peas. I'm not eating out here, like, frozen peas.
I've tried peas, I think, at least 2 times that I can remember, and that's I it. Will try them no more.
I had to... My brother and my dad loved them.
Oh.
So, also, I guess they're good for you, but...
But so are avocados, and you're not eating those, so... I feel like I've never reaped
the benefits of peas.
They're just girl, so... at that point, I'm out there eating carrots, okay?
They're so
I'm gonna
bad.
Find something else.
Give me something else.
I don't care for peas.
Like, why do they have the texture? Like, you mush it, and it's like you bite it.
Yeah.
And it turns into, like mushy dirt paste.
See, but at that point,
but it's
like,
just green.
Am I wrong for liking avocados but not liking peas?
I don't think they taste the same.
I think peas have a distinct taste and avocados don't, so avocados can go with anything and peas just ruin everything.
I disagree with the avocado, but I agree with the peas.
Yeah.
Yeah. At least we agree on that green one. Period.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's a good one. Hey, Bessie.
The light is flickering.
Hey, light.
Hey.
We'll leave the light on for you.
Nice. Nice.
I think I'm so funny sometimes. So let me know if the joke ever doesn't land, because it's landed in my head.
The joke's not on her. Or is it?
You know, I didn't get that for just like 2 seconds.
Good work.
There was a 2 second delay in my head. Good I'm word. Here now. But that's... the joke's on me. Literally.
Joke's on you. All right.
I have to stop doing this. Every time I lean my head back, my...
Do you have any more hot takes for us?
I do. Sorry, right. That's my bad. I got distracted. I have a one-track brain sometimes.
Real.
Okay. I don't really know where I was going with this because I wrote this really quick. But on-campus housing, the people that think it is good, I disagree. And the people that think it is bad, I also disagree. So,
I'm confused about this hot take.
I'm confused about it, too. I don't know where I was going with it.
Okay.
The paper just says on-campus housing.
Okay. Were you coherent writing this, or?
Well, yeah, we just wrote it before the podcast, so.
Real.
I don't know where I was going with that.
Good word.
Yeah.
I don't know whether to agree or disagree.
Yeah. How do you feel about on-campus housing?
Neutral.
All right.
I had fun. It was also crappy.
Mm-hmm.
So
I honestly think dorm life is better than like on campus housing in general, because so our university, we have dorms and we have apartments and like townhomes and stuff, and I honestly think that the dorms are better.
I don't know, I had way more fun in the apartment.
Really?
Oh yeah.
I just think there's like so much more like community
in oh, for sure.
The dorm, and so like you have more, like, freedom and, like, room in the upperclassmen, like, apartments and stuff. But, like, there's always people around in the dorms. And I think that's just so homey and so friendly.
Yeah.
Friendly.
Crunchy.
Crunchy flappin'. And flapping.
Sly.
Anywho. All right.
This is my last hot take I've got. Okay. All right. I feel very strongly about this, and I know you will, too. Sneakers should be acceptable footwear for any occasion.
I do agree.
Any occasion. Because name me any occasion where it shouldn't work.
The beach. In the sand.
I think if you're wearing any footwear at the beach, you should not be allowed at the beach.
Running the opposite way.
In your shoes. No,
I think I will be wearing sneakers on my wedding day. And I've worn sneakers to every formal event that I've gone to. And I wear sneakers to work.
I think with the appropriate sneaker.
Yeah.
I think, like, clean white sneakers should go everywhere.
What is your brand of sneakers? Like, your brand of choice?
If I'm going... I have the most New Balance.
You're a New Balance girly.
I am a New Balance girly.
Yeah.
I just think they look nice.
What are your thoughts on Air Forces?
I think they're overhype. I think the holes at the top are weird.
I think they're cute.
I mean, they do
give, like, grandpa shoes for a little bit, but, like...
So do New Balances. New Balance are, like, the grandpa shoe.
But I also think New Balances are cute. I just am, like, a sneaker girly overall.
Real.
I wear them all.
I think they fit anywhere. I think they can fit professionally.
Also, fun fact. Maybe this is another hot take. Walmart sneakers? Why are we not getting those more?
I think they blew up. They were, like, $15, and they were just, like, they look like Air Forces.
No, like, Walmart sneakers... In general, period. Like, still to this day. Go to Walmart, go to the shoe section, and their sneakers are popping.
That's real.
Like, you can go get a $20 pair of sneakers that look great.
Yeah.
Like, why are we relaxing on that? Like, go to Walmart right now.
You heard her.
Go get a pair of sneakers and wear them everywhere. Period. Like, why are you not doing that?
Real. I mean, they're cheap. They're classic. They're just white.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can get any kind of sneaker there.
They have different ones?
They have off-brand of everything.
That's good.
Yeah.
I just, Target shoes are...
Dupe girly.
Real. Yeah. I think, another hot take, just kidding, I'm adding an 11th one. I think Walmart has better shoes than Target. I'd say overall. I think that Target does some shoes well. I have some rain boots from Target that I bought, like, way back when. Also, my feet just haven't grown. Like, I'm finished. I'm done. And I've had for a while, and they're fine. But I'd say overall, especially, I mean, like, if we're talking, like, I need them quick and they're cheap.
Yeah.
I'd rather go get sneakers from Walmart than Target.
I think if you're going for, like, a sneaker, like, a chill, relaxed look, Walmart.
Real.
I think if you're going for, like, a dress up, like, I need these for a special occasion, Target.
Yeah.
Target is popping off with their sandals and their heels, and that's just not my forte. So, sorry, Target.
Yeah.
But I choose Walmart.
Their pants, though. Sponsor me, Target.
Fun fact, we have the same style, so we have many of the same pairs of pants.
That is true.
It's scary how similar they are.
I have those pants, and you have these pants.
Yeah. Really, if it's anything black, we probably have it.
Yeah.
Especially in the pants section.
Love pants. Let me talk about that hot take. Pants. I love pants. Pants are over shorts for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, I think I am a pants over shorts, really.
Yeah.
It's the fact that it's actually, like, Texas weather outside, kind of hot, and we're out here wearing these pants. But these pants are an every occasion pants, and I stand by them.
Like, they're loose.
Yeah.
They're breezy.
They look nice, so I can wear them to work. They're comfortable, so I can wear them hanging out with my friends.
I thought you were dress just going to stop with hanging out. I can wear them hanging out.
Can wear them anywhere, and I like them.
That's good.
Yeah. I can wear them to my podcast.
That's so good.
Example A.
Well, that was all we have for today.
I have one more hot take.
Oh my gosh. What a pleasant surprise. Please do share.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Greek life. It's not just scary at the state schools. It's also scary at small schools as well.
That's so real.
It's just a terrifying thing, period.
Well, I don't, okay.
It can be good, for sure. It has its benefits. Like, everything in life has its pros and cons.
Are we talking, like, overall, like, overarching theme?
There's just a lot scary. Of things that go unseen in any sort of Greek life.
I feel like that goes with every, like, any group of people, though.
I think there's things that go seen. Like, people actually see these things happening.
Because they're fake.
But we don't say anything about them because it's Greek life. Because
people are fake.
Or because we just feel like Greek life makes an excuse for it, and it's okay to do. You feel me?
Yeah.
And it's just scary.
Real.
Like, why does Greek life have the authority to do whatever it wants?
Yeah, they cover it up.
Yeah.
I agree. I agree. But that's where we met.
Yeah, I was like, it's kind of hard to be, like, angsty about it, because we both love our Greek life organization.
Yeah. I love the people.
I love the memories I have.
Yeah.
I also love what we support as our ministry. Our Greek life organization supported active duty military and first responders. That was really fun. There's a little personal connection there, but, like, there's just a lot of things that come with being in a sorority or fraternity.
Yeah. And a lot of drama. It's just acceptable
because you're in Greek life.
I'd say I'm not a drama girly, but here I am stirring the pot with all these hot takes. I'm a very specific drama girly. I'll be honest. I'll be so real.
I think you create drama sometimes, but you own it. And she's not a drama queen. I'm not saying that.
Thank you for being so real with me.
I mean, like, you could get called out on your drama, but you own it, you know?
Yeah.
There's those people out there that, like, stir the pot, and then they're like, me?
I walk around with a big spoon. My mom passed it down. Thanks, Ooh. Mom. Thanks.
Hey, Mom.
Hey.
I just don't think I'm the same way. But here we are. Here we stirring are. Stirring the pot.
Crunching our chips and our burritos.
Flapping our flapping 20s.
Yeah.
I got a little scared. I didn't know where I was going with that.
Yeah, I'm glad you stopped.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now I think that's all we have for today.
Yeah, I don't have any more hot takes. You got any more?
No.
You pulling any out of the brain?
I think.
Crunching on any more?
Flapping
on any more memories?
My burritos are soft.
And her avocados are tasteless.
Everyone's avocados are tasteless. Started.
Okay.
But that was all we have for today. But yeah. We have socials that you can follow.
Yeah.
And those will be linked. Those will be in the description of our...
Those will be somewhere. You'll see them.
Of our things, wherever they may be.
For the most part, they're probably just jokes on us, pod. Look it up.
Yeah.
Find us somewhere.
If you have any hot takes, let us know.
We'd love to
expose you.
Oh. Okay.
In a respectful way.
Oh, fun and respectful way.
Yeah. good word.
fun fact. Brooklyn's favorite phrase is...
I don't know it. What is it?
She'll say a word and she'll be like, this person is this word in every form of the word.
I said it twice and Mackenzie thought it was my motto.
No, she's definitely said it way more than
I
that.
I said it twice.
And I think that's her life phrase now, so.
That's so good.
She's probably going to say it at some point on this podcast. I'm calling it. I see it coming.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I don't know why I closed my eyes when I said I see it coming. Anyways, but that's it.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching.
Join us next time on the Jokes on Us pod.
Yep.
Literally.
Literally.
Bye, guys.